on the cloud.
Okay, you're right. I see.
Maybe you're somewhere here.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it was on yellow.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. All right. Hi, I'm Amy. I'm here to talk about ABI stability in the Linux kernel, how stable it is, and how stable it could be. I work at ChainGuard as a software engineer. ChainGuard is a software supply chain company, so we build a lot of open source software, including the Linux kernel. For some of those builds, we want to reuse pre-compiled object files from another kernel build. And when you do this, you quickly run into problems with the kernel's ABI. So a lot of this talk is from that perspective of trying to reuse these objects and work around the instability that there is as much as possible. So this is what I'll cover. We'll talk about exactly what we're reusing. We'll talk about the issues that one encounters when reusing the objects, how breakages start to appear, and then how we could work around them, and how the kernel could prevent some of these issues in the first place. So what I say when I mean object reuse is that I've compiled something.o during a kernel build at some point, and I keep it around somewhere. Then at some point in a future kernel build, which might be a different kernel config or a different version, I pull something.o into my new source tree, and I relink it into VM Linux without recompiling it. This is kind of hacky. Why would you do this? For ChainGuard, it is FIPS. If you are familiar, you might be familiar with FIPS. If you're not, it's a series of standards for processing government data and doing cryptographic operations on them. If you want to comply with FIPS, you need certain things such as crypto modules and entropy sources to be certified. And that certification can only be applied to a binary, not to the source code. We could certify the whole kernel binary, but that would prevent us from updating it ever until we build a new kernel and certify that, which takes time and money and is a big lift. So how do we actually do this? First, we want to enable config wrr and config object tool wrr. When you're doing something unusual with the build system, pretty much any warning is indicative of a failure that you're going to see later on. These are usually indicative of deeper problems. Then we take our pre-built objects, copy them into the source tree, and write a makefile rule to avoid recompiling the object. Just touch something.o is fine. So when you do this, how long does it actually remain compatible? It depends on how tightly you couple with the surrounding kernel code. If all you do is call print k, you can keep rebuilding for a very long time. If you do actual work and you call actual APIs, you break a little more often. But generally, you can expect this to break around once per major kernel version. So for example, if we build an object from 6.6.1, and we try to build that object with 6.6.2, things generally work fine. And we can continue with pretty much the whole 6.6 series. The APIs and ABIs are pretty stable within a major version. But as soon as we move to 6.7.1, things break pretty much immediately. So what is actually breaking? Most of the time, it's not the source code compatibility. We can take our source code for 6.6.1, put it in the 6.7.1 tree, and recompile, and everything pretty much works. The internal APIs and the functions that you're calling are pretty stable and don't change a lot. And when our builds do break, it looks something like this. We either get undefined symbols, unreachable instructions, or BTFID mismatches. Undefined symbols generally means that you're calling a function or accessing a constant somewhere that doesn't exist anymore. Unreachable instructions is usually because someone was supposed to call you, and their code was refactored, and they stopped calling you. And BTFID mismatches are due to the